time to switch gears from politics and hit the open road, whether you drive on the right or the left. So buckle up, check your mirrors, and hit the gas. It's time for Burning Rubber with Ligotti and the Car Doctor.
He's my friend. My name's Joe Ligotti, the guy from Boston, and he is the Car Doctor. You can hear him every Saturday from 8:30 to 10. And, of course, if you're around and he happens to be at one of his many functions for AAA, you'll see John Paul and just how handsome he really is. How are you, buddy?
Good. I think you need glasses, though, if you think I'm here.
Well, listen, you know, I used to have a drinking problem. Anyway, so, you know what, something we never really discussed, you know, your intro says whether you drive on the left or the right. Why is it that we drive on the right and in Europe they drive on the left? Can I know, is there any
I think it had something to do with horses and where you sat on the horse carriage.
Oh, wow.
Something to do with that. So the first steering wheels were on the right. And I know in a couple of places in the world, they decided at like midnight one night, everybody was going to switch over to the other side. I can only imagine how good that went.
Exactly, exactly. And again, I knew that if I asked a question, you'd have the answer.
I had some answers.
And yeah, right. And then, of course, you'd fake it till you make it anyway. So what's the difference? So, again, I did see your video on Facebook. And again, I can only send my thoughts and prayers down to all our folks, fellow neighbors down at the Cape. Why don't you tell everybody what happened during a horrific storm last week? And then you sent some video of the damage and the cleanup.
Yeah, there was a tornado. Actually, there was three tornadoes that hit the Cape. Now they thought it was just two, and I have a little tiny cottage in Dennisport, which I
never been invited.
I'm sorry. My wife barely invites me to go.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so maybe she'll invite you.
Tell her to call me. My number's listed. Yeah.
Exactly. And all of a sudden, around noontime or so last week, it got dark and windy, and it was truly a tornado, and it hit in Yarmouth. It blew the roof off a hotel.
Yeah, I saw
and then
that.
Then another one landed in Dennis, so not far from where I am. Fortunately for me, I just lost a big tree out in front of my yard that took down some fence, but it didn't hit the house. The next street over from me, and that was the video that I posted on Facebook, I took a little walk down this little dirt street near my house, and it was one tree after another crashed down on top of houses. And the next street over from me, there was the wind was so strong it blew someone's chimney off their house, landed on the roof, put a hole in the roof, and then a couple trees landed on this poor couple's car, so they ended up with two total cars, a hole in their roof, all kinds of damage. One of my neighbors, a friend of mine who lives down the street, he had a tree on his roof. He has a two-story house, had a hole in his roof about the size of a basketball. It was the good thing is, as far as I know, nobody was really hurt, but it was a pretty catastrophic event. And my other next door neighbor said, you know, he listed, you know, how people list things that I want to do. You know, he said, I always wanted to drive on a racetrack. Got to do that this year. Always wanted to do this. Got to do that this year. Got to be in a tornado. Didn't want to do that this year, but ended up doing it anyway.
Bucket list stuff. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Well, that was kind of like me. I didn't want to take a heart attack either, but it was right under Paris. It was right above Paris, so now I can go to Paris. Anyway,
there you go.
We have a press release here. It says AAA urges drivers to take action on the TACA, I'm saying it wrong, nationwide recall on some 2015 cars. Why don't you tell people about it?
Yeah, Takata, the largest airbag manufacturer, I think, in the world before they went bankrupt, put Takata airbags in just about every kind of car you can imagine, about 150 makes and models, 19 different vehicle manufacturers, and the airbags were defective. And what happened, and this has been going on for years, what happens is if you live in a area of high temperature and high humidity, that would be Boston, some days at least, and it causes problems with the airbag propulsion system. Okay. It dissolves the holder that holds it in place.
Wow.
And even though there's been about 40 million of these cars that have been repaired, there's still about another 15 million or so that haven't been repaired. So those are people driving around with potentially an airbag that if it goes off, if you got into a crash, the airbag, rather than stay mounted where it's supposed to on the steering wheel, all of a sudden flies off. And when it flies off, it ends up to pieces of plastic and metal, end up getting blown around inside the car. Oh, so it really turns into like a shrapnel situation. Whoa. And about, I think about 15 or so people have been killed. Another 250 have been hurt. And what we want to do, we just want to remind everybody, there's still a bunch of these cars, literally 15 million cars out there,
right,
that haven't been repaired yet. And if you think you have one of them, and it's like I said, it encompasses, you know, everything from, you know, Hondas to Hyundais. If you think you have one of those cars, go into your dealer and ask them whether the recall has been done, or go on the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration website, which is nhtsa.gov, and you can put in your car's vehicle serial number, that 17-digit number that's, mm-hmm, you know, on your registration or under the windshield. Put that in, and it'll tell you whether your car is part of the recall. It'll also tell you, maybe it's a used car, whether it's been done or not already. So we don't want people driving around with these potentially dangerous airbags and possibly getting hurt or killed.
Right. And again, I think I have to do that because my wife drives a Toyota. So again, I know a couple of times she's had a recall here or there, but I'm going to have that checked, check that.
Yeah.
Cause you never know. I mean, you know, cause the airbags, and again, the help of God, none of us need them, but they're there. And when they work, they have saved a lot of lives and a lot of pain and suffering. But you know, when they don't work, you've got to get them fixed.
Yeah, there's about some, I've heard, you know, people that are smarter than me say you get a 15% chance of surviving a high speed crash with a car that has an airbag than one that doesn't. So 15% better than you do playing the lottery. So
15. Get it fixed. Yeah, I guess it's better. Yeah. Well, I got some mass cash tickets in my. Anyway, but so John, how about this article here I got for you? Do you know where the cheapest place is where you'd have to drive your car to get it repaired? Which state? Yeah, which place, state, what?
David? I should know that because I read it on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
But you know, my memory was good Saturday till about 10:02 when I forgot.
Well,
but yeah.
Well, you know, when you get on the Cape, 86 proof, I mean, it's all right. Don't worry about it. Just admit it.
Ohio. And I think in New England, we were pretty much in the middle, except for, oddly enough, Vermont or something was on the top of the list. Yeah.
You don't have to worry because Bernie Sanders says all in 2020, all car repairs are free.
It's going with the free health care?
Exactly.
Free health care for you and your car.
A free EKG, and then while you're getting the EKG, you will get a Jiffy Lube oil change deluxe and rotate your tires. They can do it right when you're sitting in the car, the EKG. Everything's free. Don't worry about nothing. Everything's free.
Pretty good deal there.
Model T Fords. Have you ever seen one or driven one?
I have been in a Model T Ford. Mm-hmm. I have never. Nobody was brave enough to let me drive one because they're a little bit different to drive. The gas and brake don't work like a gas and brake that you used to around here. And I did have the opportunity to be in a reproduction of the very first Model T, and I got to do it with Elena Ford.
Wow.
One of William Ford's daughters or granddaughters or something, and. She didn't seem like she wanted to be in the car with me either, which is pretty much the case for most women. But
right.
But it was pretty interesting. Somebody drove it, and they are pretty interesting. They're really, you know, pretty culty and collectible too.
Yeah, right. Because this gentleman here, bought it way back in 1949 for $45.50 at an auction, and now this gentleman, Mr. Pittman, is 87, and he has a 1927 Model T coupe that he's owned for 59 years. He still drives it. He lives up in Nova Scotia, so it must be pretty good in the snow. And I don't know.
it sounds like the guy. Remember the guy who used to come into the Midas commercial? You know, he'd come in every couple of, you know, it was an old Midas muffler commercial. And I thought his name was something like Pittman. And it was like, oh, there he is again. And he'd come in and say, hi, boys, time to replace the muffler again. Because he had an old car that he never got rid of.
Now, I remember the guy, Fred, time to make the donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because that was classic.
You're a lot younger than I am. Well, so.
Come on now. Anyway, I just use Just for Men, and I look a lot younger. That's it. So let me ask you this, John. This week, what do you got?
Well, besides trying to answer people's car questions and talk about the latest car that I've been driving, which this week is going to be the Mazda 6.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to be talking to a guy by the name of Michael Parsons. Michael Parsons contacted me because he saw an article in the paper about making sure that you get full value for your car if something bad happens to it. And he works for a big company, and he said, you know, there's some systems out there that automatically deduct stuff even when they haven't seen the car. So your readers and listeners should be aware of it. So you know, he brought up one example about somebody who had their car stolen, and the insurance company depreciated it $6,000 for cigarette burns in the seat and wear and tear.
And he didn't smoke.
The insurance company never even saw the car.
Wow. You know, that, and you're going to laugh when you say this, but when I had, and knock wood, I haven't had one in a long time, an insurance claim, I had to hire a what they call a public adjuster who works for me and knows, like you said, all the ins and outs and deductions that the insurance company tries to take away from a homeowner. So now this gentleman does it for cars. Again, that's great. I never thought of that.
This guy is the CFO of Source One Financial Corporation. They're out of Norwell, Mass. And he's going to help educate our listeners and make sure you get full value for your car.
There you go. How do people get a hold of you, my friend?
They can always email me, jpaul@aaanortheast.com. Check out the radio show every Saturday morning at 8:30, right after you being on. You're usually on.
Yeah,
right,
I hear you.
So, yeah.
I got to talk to my agent. I'm on way too much.
There you go.
All right. Well, that's John Paul. We love him. And again, get those airbags checked, and you can go on that website and put your model number in and your VIN, because we don't want anybody getting hurt. We want that airbag to do its job. John, I'm telling you, I'm waiting for that invitation.
You got it.
All right.